The 13th Annual International Film Festival, Berkshire International Film Festival, showcased 80 of the latest in independent feature, documentary, short, and family films. The festival runs from May 31st through June 3rd in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, June 1st through the 3rd in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Our dear friend Kelly Vickery is the artistic director and founder of BIFF. She is in the studio right now to tell us all about the festival and to give us a preview of what's going on. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Joe. I'm great.
What a delight.
So happy to be here. I've
well,
missed you.
I look forward to seeing you. I think you've been doing this for 13 years. God knows the show's been on for longer than that. And I think you've been on every year, and it's always a thrill to have you here.
So. Yeah, I have been on almost every year except that one year with the puppies.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We had, that's right.
Yes,
oh, that's
yes,
right.
You're right.
Okay. So this is an exciting, I don't even know where to begin, but I guess we start from the beginning of what the overall theme of your 13th year is.
Well, I can't say there's necessarily an overall theme except what we try to do every year, and that is curate an incredible festival of 80 films and events from around the world and also in our backyard. We have films as far away as India and Iran and Iraq to Mexico and Brazil. And then we have a number of films that are local or within, you know, within the United States. So really, it's just about the celebration of independent film and all that entails.
So let's begin with the opening night celebration on Thursday, the 31st of May, and American Animals. What is that all about?
I know, what a title, right? American Animals, I saw this at Sundance, and it is a fantastic film. It's not a new genre of filmmaking, but it's a docudrama based on a true story of an art heist at a university in Kentucky. And it's a fun film. It's a thriller based on a true story. But what makes it interesting is that it breaks the fourth wall and brings in the actual people who did the heist. So it's a very creative way of filmmaking. As I said, it's not a new genre, but I would say this is one of the best interpretations of that genre. I thought this is a perfect opening night film. You know, we're traditionally open with a documentary, but this is this does have a documentary element to it, but it's a narrative film.
So you really have two opening nights because you have your opening night in Great Barrington, mm-hmm. and then you have your opening night in Pittsfield,
exactly.
which is the next night.
Right, right.
And then what will be going on for the opening night in Pittsfield?
Well, the opening night in Pittsfield, we kick off with the announcement of the next great filmmaker. We have five films in competition right now. Online, you can go online and vote for five different films. And a winner of that filmmaker award is announced that evening. It's sponsored by Berkshire Bank. And again, you can go online on bifma.org and vote for your favorite film, short film. After that, we are opening with this fantastic documentary called Bad Reputation. It's the story of Joan Jett, and she is incredible. Joe, we all grew up with Joan Jett, as
yes.
we know you'll know.
And the Blackhearts.
Yes, of course. And singing. I saw this at Sundance too. You know, I knew every word to every song, but her story and how she broke down all those walls in rock and roll back in the 80s is really remarkable. And she's fantastic. We were hoping to have her here, but she's actually touring.
Oh, yeah. So out on the
road
doing a lot of dates. So that's the opening night film in Pittsfield. And then on Friday night, you have your tribute night.
Yes.
So who are you tributing?
We are thrilled to be honoring this year Rachel Weisz. The incredible British actress who won an Academy Award for The Constant Gardener, but has an enormous depth of talent and roles in her film career thus far. I mean, she's certainly far from being from taking a break. She just came out with a film called Disobedience, which is very provocative and a film. But she's the depth of her roles and her talent is enormous. And so we're very honored to have her on Friday night come to the BIFF before she heads off to Europe to promote her latest film, Disobedience.
Well, that's very, very cool. All right. Then on Saturday, a special event going on. And tell us about the film. Tell us about the event and what will be happening.
Well, Saturday we have a number of of fabulous things going on. We start at 11:30 at the Mahewi, and we have a wonderful script-to-screen conversation with Academy Award-winning screenwriter Charles Randolph, who won the Academy Award for The Big Short. He will be in conversation with award-winning artist Gregory Crutzen. It's going to be a fun talk. It's an hour long, 11:30 at the Mahewi. Then at 1:30, we have Cynthia Wade with her new film, Academy Award-winning director Cynthia Wade with her film, Grit. And then after that, in the evening, we have a really exciting, we've never done a screenplay reading before, and we have an exciting reading of a Berkshire story, Mumbet, about Elizabeth Freeman, who won her freedom in the early 1800s. She lived in the Berkshires. She won her freedom in the Commonwealth, and she is buried in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. So
this is a dumb question, I think, but is a screenplay reading like a play reading?
It's not. Because
then I feel better.
They are different. They are different in that it's you have actions that you take and it's a little more structured than it doesn't quite flow as well as a reading of a play, but we are casting this professionally. And it's going to be a wonderful evening. Jane Atkinson from House of Cards, also executive producer, she will be there. Deval Patrick will kick it off for us. Smitty Pignatelli will be there. So I think we have about 20 actors that will be at the reading. So it's going to be a really fun night. And it's Octavia Spencer has just come on to executive produce Mumbet. So we're hoping that the film will be, start filming later this year in the Berkshires.
Well, that's really terrific.
It's very exciting. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then we go to Sunday, which is the closing night, which is the one I'm most excited about. And this is the Mr. Rogers documentary.
It's so wonderful. Again, saw it at Sundance. There was huge buzz around it. I've rarely seen on Rotten Tomatoes a film get a 98% score rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but it is. Morgan Neville, who we've had two of his films be opening night. He's the director, Academy Award-winning director. We had his film 20 Feet from Stardom, which won him the Academy Award. But he then worked with Yo-Yo Ma a couple years later on the Silk Road, and that's where he met Nicholas Ma, who's the producer on this film. And the Yo-Yo and Nicholas knew Mr. Rogers, and said that's sort of how this all came to be. But it is a beautiful film, and I'll tell you, in this day and age, it's we need a little more Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, we had a conversation with Nicholas. We'll air that next week. It was beautiful, very lovely.
He said he had a wonderful time talking to you.
Well, will he be there?
He will.
Okay.
Yes,
he's going to do a Q&A.
Yeah, he will. Nicholas will be there. He'll do a Q&A. And it's a perfect way to end the festival. It'll be on a high and feel good note.
Okay, now we just covered a lot of ground, but that's not even, that doesn't get to all of the other films.
No, it does not.
That only gets like 5 of the 80. So now, now what are we talking about? How do you get all the rest
now
in?
Now what?
So what's the best way to explore all of that and to find out what's going on and what's there and...
Well, you can, of course, go online.
Pick and choose.
You can go online to BIFMA.org and see the complete lineup day by day, genre by genre, however you choose to look at it. It is between the Triplex Cinema and the Mahewi and then up in Pittsfield. We're doing a special gala in September called Bollywood in the Berkshires. And as part of that celebration and to get everybody excited about it, we've expanded to Simon's Rock this year.
Oh, wow.
And we've been doing some special events at Simon's Rock throughout the year. But on Saturday is Bollywood at the BIFF, and it's 3 free films from Bollywood that we will be showcasing. And everybody is welcome, free, on Saturday, June 2nd. So I encourage everybody to go and get a taste of Bollywood. It's the largest film industry in the world. And anyway, understand what the excitement about Bollywood is all about. So, but then we also have films in Pittsfield, as I said, and, you know, there's everything from documentaries to shorts. We have 3 short selections this year, which we're really pleased about. I think something like 25 shorts we've selected, and we've put them in three different slots. But documentaries, really powerful documentaries from, you know, a filmmaker being embedded with a jihadist in Syria to refugee stories here in America, and then wonderful family documentaries as well. So, you know, Joe, we've got it all. We try to bring the world to the Berkshires, and I think we've done it. We have films from 28 different countries this year,
which is terrific. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. So what are you scared about right now? A week out.
Just about everything.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, it's you know, getting the films in when you're dealing with 80 different films coming from all around the world. You just want to make sure they get in. We get some DCPs that are damaged, so we have to send them back and try to get them. So there's a lot of things. We want people to have fun. And, with events, as you well know, anything can happen. So
anything can happen, but after, you know, you've been doing it a while, you're like, well, what can you throw at me that I'm not ready for?
Yeah, well, there is that. That is true, Joe. And I have an amazing team. Lauren Farron, who started the BIFF with me, and we have a wonderful new executive director, Laura Palmer. We have an amazing board and team of volunteers. So it's certainly, I stand on the shoulders of all of them.
And it's always such a lovely vibe at this festival.
Yeah.
It's very fun. It's relaxed. It's lovely.
Is.
People are just having a good time.
Yep.
And you go from one thing to another, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the Berkshires are beautiful. So I'm lucky just to, you know, call that my community and to have the BIFF there, because it's been certainly embraced by the Berkshire community.
You've been there from the beginning. So what, yep. How has this thing grown? How has this?
Exponentially, Joe. I mean, we started on a Friday night. We had two screens, and now we're eight screens and, you know, in two parts of the county. Thousands of people now come. We have 80 films instead of 38 that we started with. It's grown exponentially. That's very satisfying, but...
And how do you see it growing in the future? I mean, can it get much bigger?
Well, I don't think it can really get much bigger, but we do offer things now throughout the year, and that's been a great way to grow the festival too. So instead of packing everything in 4 days, which we do pack it in, we have expanded our offerings throughout the year. We have an environmental film focus that we've started. We have a food and film series that we do at Haven and the Berkshire Botanical Gardens. We have See It First screenings. So the excitement is throughout the year, but it culminates in this 4 days at the end of May, beginning of June.
Well, it is the Berkshire International Film Festival. It takes place May 31st through June 3rd. And May 31st to June 3rd in Great Barrington, June 1st to June 3rd in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. You can find out the entire schedule. There is a lot there. So go online. It's BIFFMA.org, B-I-F-F-M-A, BIFFMA.org, and you can find out information about the entire festival that will be going on from the 31st through the 3rd of June. It's the 13th annual festival. Kelly Vickery is the artistic director and founder of the festival. Kelly, what a delight to have you here. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
On another puppy. And it's always good to have you here, and have a beautiful, beautiful festival.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Again, you can find out more at BIFFMA.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.